Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Brachos Daf Mem Dalet. On this Daf in Shas, we have three Psukim which are quoted, and they're all quoted at the very bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph after the Mishnah. The Pasuk we're going to be focusing on is the intermediary Pasuk, the middle Pasuk, which is Devarim Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes, and it reads as follows. Eretz asher lo b'miskenus toichal boi lechem. A land which you may eat fruit without being poor. You will not lack anything in it. A land which its stones include in them iron, and from her mountains, you will mine copper. What the Gemara is commenting over here is trying to understand the difference in opinion between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. And the difference of opinion as to the bracha, which is said on some of the minor species, not bread itself, is to be determined as to this interceding pasuk. You see, the previous pasuk, immediately previously, was Eretz Chita Usar, referring to the seven species of the land of Israel. The middle pasuk is this pasuk, which talks about not eating out of poverty. And the third pasuk is Vachalta V'Savata V'Rata, that you'll eat and be and bless. So the question is whether the interceding pasuk creates a barrier between the two pasukim or not. And therefore, do you say that V'achalta V'Savata V'Rachta, the commandment to say bracha, is only on bread because it's separated from the seven species, which is two psukim back? Or do you say, no, this is one long connection? That's what the Gemara is debating over here. Just to understand this pasuk in context, a very beautiful understanding of what does it mean, Asher lo b'miskonos toichal bo'alechem, that you will not eat bread in poverty. So the Likutei Maharan, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, is quoted as saying a very beautiful thing in Mem Zayin Beis. He says a beautiful thing, and that is that, you know, a person sometimes eats bread because they lack everything else. They have poverty. There's nothing else in their lives, and therefore all they have, they don't have spreads, they don't have dips, they don't have desserts, they don't have hors d'oeuvres. All they have is bread. And that's one way, reason why people have bread. It's the most basic supplementary, most basic food that a person can get. You know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about, you know, a person who's eating simplicity says that Torah, the way of the Torah is pas b'melach toichal. You'll eat bread with salt, the most basic food that a person can get. However, the pasuk is telling us over here something beautiful, and that is that lo b'miskenos toichal bo'alechem. You're going to eat bread. You're going to eat a simple diet, but not because of poverty. You're going to eat a poor diet because you won't want more. You don't need more. You don't need to be fancy. You'll be satiated with the most basics, even bread, because that's going to be the nature of the land of Israel. However, just getting back to the question, why is there a debate about the connection between these psukim? Like, why is this pasuk interrupting between the seven species and eating bread? Why do we need to know about this in the middle? So Arach HaMakadosh on this pasuk in the Torah says a very beautiful thing. And he says that if you think about what this pasuk's describing, it's describing that not only will there be fruit in the land, but there will also be natural resources like iron and copper. Now, iron and copper do not provide food. They provide the tools necessary to be able to mine the land, to work the land. They are the necessary implements of natural resources. What often happens is you'll have a country which is rich in one thing. They'll have a lot of food, but they'll need to trade that food to be able to get the other implements. So you have a country which is rich in natural resources but doesn't have food. So as an example, Tyre had to do a lot of trading for all the other commodities to get food. Basic foods. You see that the covenant that Hiram had with Shlomo HaMelech was in food for wood. That's how he did it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm giving you a bracha of a lot of food, but don't think that it's only food. I'm giving you a land which has everything. And you go to the land of Israel today and you see it all. You see from the snow-topped mountains to the forests, to the deserts, to the coastal plains, to the farms. Every element of world agriculture is to be found in the land of Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, this is the bracha of the land of Israel, and therefore these are very much connected part of Psukim, at least thematically. And this is perhaps what Rabban Gamliel was understanding in the connection all the way through. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.